You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Marencia, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. As we break it down, we were just having a good conversation with Steve Merrill from Wager Talk as far as fans and how fans matter or don't matter and what it means in today's sports landscape. And as I stated, nobody likes to be told that you're insignificant. Nobody likes to be told, despite the fact how much you love something, that it doesn't matter whether you're there or not. But the fact of the matter is, when you die, the world goes on. The fact of the matter is, when there's a sporting event, and whether you are there or not, the result will be the same damn thing. All right? The Buffalo Bills are better at home this year than we've been in the last 25 years. Last time I checked, there's nowhere crazier than Buffalo. All right? Let's look at, like, oh, home field means a lot, doesn't it? Who are the craziest fan bases in the NFL? All right, like, let's think of games, and all right, where is it, like, craziest? All right, Buffalo. Doesn't get much crazier than Buffalo. Well, Buffalo went 7-1 without people smashing themselves through tables in the parking lot. Cleveland. Man, that dog pound, those guys are hardcore, Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland went 6-2. I know they had a couple of fans there, but whatever. Cleveland didn't go 6-2 because there were a couple of fat guys in dog masks, all right, sitting in the end zone. They went 6-2 at home because they were a good football team, all right? The Seattle Seahawks, I get it. It's all fun. And you get a bunch of freaks from the Pacific Northwest that are smoking weed and they're all hopped up on mushrooms and they're dressed up in purple and crazy stuff. And it's like Woodstock at a Seahawks game. And oh, every time there's a penalty, we pat ourselves on the back. Look, we're the 12th man. Look what we just did. Whatever, jackass. The Seattle Seahawks just went 7-1 at home without you. Oh, they would have went 8-0 though if we were there. Settle down. All right. Oh, how many times do I hear this in the hockey playoffs? Oh, it's going to be tough to beat Winnipeg tonight. That crowd's going to be crazy. It's going to be a big whiteout. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because a bunch of drunk Canadians waving white towels really intimidates professional athletes. Oh, my God, we're going to lose. There's a bunch of drunk people waving white T-shirts and towels at us. We're going to lose. Oh, my God. Someone's yelling at me. Oh, no. That's it. Get off the couch. Get in the real world. This is Sports Rage. The real world. Bring it.
You're listening. listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late night anger management class. I'm enjoying this conversation. I'm starting to get fired up about the irrelevance of fans, but you guys all matter. My fans matter. We appreciate you. You guys matter. You're all smart. You're all smart. But listen, the whole thing is, as a whole, sports fans, you don't have an impact. Like I said, if you look at all the wildest stadiums and all the different sports, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers sell out every night. The Dodgers have like the best Major League Baseball attendance in the league. All right. They literally get like 48,000 people a night, every night. They hadn't won a World Series since 1988. Whatever. You have a year with no fans, they win the World Series. Teams are good. Teams win at home and lose at home because they're either good or they're bad. And teams will lose on the road, not because of a bunch of screaming fans, because they're tired of the road trip. They're beaten down. And it's basically, it's fatigue, it's travel, it's not fans. McInnes steps up and in right now from Sports Memo. What's going on, McInnes? How you doing tonight?
Mr. Morenci, Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, happy New Year. Same to you. We appreciate you joining us. So I'm just talking about how, you know, fan impact on sports. And I said, you know, everyone says, oh, home field means 3 points. I'm like, and then says who? What, like people that bet? Like, you know what I mean? Does it really mean 3 points? And if you actually break it down, it doesn't. And I look at it in the NFL this year. The team with the most fans in the league this year, the Dallas Cowboys, were terrible. Right? They had 27,000 people at their games. Buffalo Bills had no fans at their games. Bills are 7-1 at home. Why? Because they're a good football team. Not because of whether Bills Mafia were there or not. And God bless Bills Mafia. Well, I'll be real, guys. Sports fans make it funner. But unless you're Bartman, or unless you're that kid in New York that caught the ball at Yankee Stadium against the Indians 25 years ago, you know what I mean? You don't have an impact. Like, we're witnessing history. You're a witness of an event. You're not a participant. You know, they sell you that you're participating in the event, right? Like, you're part of it. You're not part of it. All right. I've been in the building when teams have won the Stanley Cup. I wasn't part of it. They would have won whether I was there or not. And they would have won whether there was anyone there or not. They would have won. I just happened to be there. Like, people, we overemphasize our importance on sporting events. And we'll see, you know, and we'll see, McInnes. There's a new league starting right now called the National Hockey League. And we'll find out. Yet I've always thought home ice didn't really mean much in the NHL to begin with. But what's your theory on fans, and what do you think about the NHL with no fans?
Well, listening to you talk about the Winnipeg Jets there and the whiteout phrase they would use, and, you know, getting a little bit of a chuckle hearing you talk about, you know, a bunch of Canadians waving around some white flags. And, you know, I guess my two angles would be on that would be, number one, I think fans probably help if your team's not very good. You know, if you're already in the bottom, for example, look at the Ottawa Senators year. It'd be nice for them if they had some fans to root them on, right? But if you look at it from a perspective now, do you think the Tampa Bay Lightning need fans? You know, the same thing you said, that the Buffalo Bills didn't need fans, you know, because they're a great football
team. They needed players.
And that's kind of the way I look at it.
They needed players.
And also, yes, exactly. And if you look at it two years ago in the playoffs, Gabe, you'll remember this because you and I were talking during the playoffs. The away teams were having the most success. The away teams were dominating the first period. They're more relaxed. You know, I think it's a very interesting debate. But, you know, I probably wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, they're not helping the team. But at the end of the day, they're not out there scoring the goals. Like I said, I think it's more so for the teams that are struggling. And they're like, hey, those guys are up there cheering for me. But if you're the Tampa Bay Lightning and you're already, you know, defending Stanley Cup champions, you don't need guys out there, you know, screaming their heads off, cheering you on. You're doing okay. And as far as the football goes, Gabe, I'll leave that stuff to the stats guys. You know, I'm watching the football game because obviously there, you can talk about travel and things of that nature, and we'll get into that as far as the hockey goes. But as far as just the pure fan environment goes, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, you know what? It's a very good point that you're raising. And every city, every team is going to be different. I like your angle, though, about if you're a bad team. You know what I mean? You're a bad team. It can sort of help you at times. You know, there are going to be instances where there's a good feeling and atmosphere and stuff like that. But as you said, if you're an elite athlete, like look at LeBron James, bro. LeBron James has won NBA titles with fans. He's won titles without fans, bro. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because he's LeBron James.
Exactly.
Not because whether a hot chick was sitting courtside or not, or whether Jake was there or not. If the Raptors would have... you know what I mean? Like, the Raptors would have won whether Drake is there or not, bro. Like, that's the point. Look, I was at a Raptor, you know, Raptor
final
game.
That's the worst part. They make it about
Drake. And they were loud as hell, the fans.
They make it too much about
Drake. Exactly. Right? And, you know, and how about this, though? Looking, as I mentioned, look, I'm a Los Angeles Dodger fan. And, like, the Dodgers sell out every night, you know, or close to it, et cetera. You know, amongst the best league attendance in the league. 45,000, 48,000 every damn night. They had it won since 1988. All right? You don't have fans, they win. Look at the Tampa Bay Lightning. You could almost argue, actually, and I would ask you, maybe the Lightning don't win. Maybe the Lightning were better off, that they didn't have to go on the road. They didn't have to go into other people's barns. They didn't have to travel, right? They could just sit in one spot. Like, for some teams, guys, this is an advantage for, right? Everybody's different.
What about our Habs,
Dave? Well, you look the Montreal Canadiens, that's a good example. Look, they have as passionate of a fan base. You can't get a better atmosphere at a sporting event than you can at a Montreal Canadiens.
It's rocking. The Bell Center is unbelievable.
Right? Yeah, it just feels great. It's like, it's loud, it's passionate. Like, it's the way, like, sports should be. There's no bells and whistles there. It's like the game. They have the lights on the ice. It's the game. And yet... the Montreal Canadiens haven't won a Stanley Cup in a long time, bro. They've sold out every game, though. look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs, there's like a 10-year waiting list for their season tickets. And the Leaf players always complain. Our fans are soft. They don't even make noise. They're like, does anyone think the Leafs ever have a home ice advantage? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, that's because I call them the corporate Leafs. Because half the fans... I had some family that went to Toronto to watch a game, and they said that they didn't even see any fans in the lower bowl for the first 5-10 minutes of the period because they're up there in the VIP talking to their clients. It's not even close as far as passionate fans. And that's why I always say that having a sold-out arena does not mean you have passionate fans. It's not the same. You know, they've got a lot of corporate seats, big companies paying for those tickets. So it does not mean that they're passionate and they're really changing it. If anything, the Leafs could use no fans.
Exactly. The Bay Street bootlickers. That's what we call them, the Bay Street bootlickers. So listen, I told people coming into the year this year in the NBA to bet on teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, that weren't in the hub, weren't in the bubble, that were in the bubble, didn't make the bubble at all, didn't make the playoffs and got bounced early from the bubble or got embarrassed in the first round of the playoffs. And it's been very successful if you look at the teams that are doing well. And the elite teams, they're not doing so great. So basically what I'm saying is, like, I think I'm looking at the exact same thing for hockey next week, McInnes. The Tampa Bay Lightning just handled their business. It's been a quick turnaround. They're already starting a season right now. There's no way in hell they have that same edge. They won't. They just can't. They won't. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, hey, we won the cup. They're still going to be hung over. It was such a quick turnaround. And I want to bet on the Detroit Red Wings. I'm going to bet on the Ottawa Senators. I'm going to bet on the Buffalo Sabres. I'm going to bet on the Devils. I'm going to bet on all these, like, loser teams from last year. We'll get McInnes' thoughts on the other side. But I'm going to blindly bet them. I really will. For, like, the first 5-7 games, we'll see how it goes. But I really believe that these lower-tier teams are hungry to get back on the ice right now. And these other teams, the elite teams, they're looking at the big picture still. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We're everywhere.
Radio.
The internet.
TV.
Satellite.
And our mobile app.
We make it easy.
Like
real easy.
In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy? Yeah.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really? Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. Andrew McInnes kicking with us. Sports Memo, Wager Talk TV. In the house, Cindy Bourne will join us later from the Washington Post. That's right. We have a very aesthetic crew on these shows. We're going to get into the NFL, but we've talked a lot of NFL. NHL starts next week. We're now 8-9 days away, depending on where, what time zone, what country you're listening to us right now. Don't forget, we launch on Sirius XM later in the week. Our first show on Sirius will be Thursday night. Will be a Thursday night, so the Thursday night throwdown. Then, of course, Wednesday night is our 19th anniversary. So it's a big week here this week, but don't despair. Whatever radio affiliate you're tuning into right now, we will still be kicking it with you. We're just adding SiriusXM to the rotation. So I brought up, talking about betting on some of these teams, and I really do believe this, McInnes. Like, coming, if you're the Knicks, look at the Knicks playing well right now, the Atlanta Hawks, or teams that, you know, didn't the Cleveland Cavaliers covering point spreads early, etc. The Phoenix Suns 5-2 against the spread. They won 8 straight games, but didn't make the playoffs. It sort of continued into this year, but I do think this is, I'm looking at the NHL as the same approach. Hockey is a taxing sport. It's a physical sport. This is the quickest turnaround ever as far as an offseason is concerned. And you have these other teams, and I'm talking about those 7-8 teams, whatever it was, 9 teams, that didn't make it at all, that didn't get the invite. I'm really looking to play on them. Like, I'm going to bet on the Ottawa Senators out of the gate, McInnes. And if they lose the first game, fine. I'll stick with it for a couple of nights. But I think the Senators could come out hot. I think some of these other lower-tier teams, the Sabres, The Devils could start off hot as well. I like the Montreal Canadiens, a team that got bounced in the playoffs, but great offseason. I think they are a hungry team still right now. So what do you think about my theory on betting on teams that did not make the hub last year?
I think looking at that, I would look at all those teams that you just listed. Not only could be good bet on opportunities, underdog spots, but also just great over teams. You're talking about an Ottawa Senators team that's going to be completely loaded with talent and youth. It's just a matter of if they're going to be able to compete with the top teams and, you know, have the defensive core that can keep up. But when it comes down to it, their pace of play is going to be incredible. They've done a great job of, we'll call it rebuilding. So I feel like they'd be a team to look at the over and compete. Buffalo Sabres, same thing with them. New Jersey Devils, same thing with them. Take a look at that Central division. Of course, you have got broken up into four divisions now. That, to me, is the one where I think we'll see the most underdog wins. I mean, got Carolina, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Detroit, Florida, Nashville, Tampa Bay, defending cup champions. Of course, Dallas, you know, right there with them. I feel like that will be the division where we could see an upset on any given night as well. But I want to bring this up because I think it's important for anybody that follows hockey but maybe doesn't follow it too close. The whole angle, Gabe, now of us having the almost like baseball schedules of playing the same team three straight times or three games against the same team in four nights, that's going to be a whole new angle. So you're talking about the Knicks and teams like that. That's what I'm looking at. If you see the Ottawa Senators, don't bet them that first night. Bet them that second or third game to get the win, and they'll still be an underdog, right? I mean, bet those teams that are going to run into great scheduling spots when they've got a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs coming in after playing a huge West Coast road trip. Now they got to go back to Ottawa and play them. Don't bet them in the first game against the Leafs. Bet them in the second game. It's going to be really interesting, man. Like, what's your thoughts on that, the new scheduling? Because I'm looking at that as a lot of great bet-on spots for underdogs and also for favorites. I mean, you're going to see favorites throwing out their backup goaltenders in the second game. And we're going to get a much better price with that team because of the backup goaltender being out there.
Yeah, yes and no. But you know what I mean? I think it's going to be interesting. I look forward to it. But one thing you said, too, a team coming back from a big West Coast trip. Well, the Leafs don't have any big West Coast trips. What's their big West Coast trip? They're going to go to Vancouver and Calgary for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? And be back home a couple hours later. Like, that's the thing, too, that this year for hockey futures, guys, every game is a division game. So, like, there is no cream puff. Like honestly, like, you look at that, you mentioned some of these divisions this year, they're just going to beat the crap out of each other, bro, every night. And the numbers won't change. Right. I think underdog, because hockey's not like, it's not as precise with the odds making, McKinnis. You know what I mean? Like, because a goalie is in. Look in the NHL playoffs, bro, and I loved it. And the NBA playoffs was the same thing. They didn't change the point spreads ever, right? The Miami Heat kept beating Milwaukee every night, but they were 6-point underdogs every night. The Montreal Canadiens seven games with the Philadelphia Flyers, yet they were plus 150 or more every game. It was like, wow, they just beat them last night, and they beat them twice, and they're still getting plus 160. Like, they don't adjust. I'm interested to see how hockey does work out. And it's a great point for you, Rays, though. It's a great point for you, Rays. I mean, there's a couple of instances, I think at least one, that I don't know if it's the Leafs or someone, the Islanders, but they're playing the same team four times in a row. They're literally playing, like, Saturday, Sunday, taking Monday off and playing Tuesday, Wednesday type thing. And there's a couple of instances where there's, like, three-game series in the same city. And it will lead to interesting backup scenarios and stuff. Hey, listen, it's going to be fun to handicap, but I am looking forward to betting on these lower tier teams coming out of the gate. And as I stated, man, like, you look at these divisions this year, they're just going to beat the living crap out of each other. Like, you know, it's going to take a little while to get used to this, but to me, you know, division games are all about underdogs, McKinnis. I'm going to be betting on a hell of a lot of underdogs in the NHL this year, I'll tell you that. And there's going to be a bunch of false favorites. Like everyone thinks the Philadelphia Flyers are great. I think they struggle early. Dallas Stars struggle early. St. Louis Blues, I wonder. The Blues, such a physical team. They won the cup. They hit the wall last year. I don't know. I think, you know, they're not going to be quite as good anymore. I think there's a chance this year for some upstart teams, McInnes.
Watch out for the Coyotes, Gabe. The Coyotes are a big team as well. Arizona, although they didn't do great in the bubble there against Colorado, they have an incredible top six, and they have two goaltenders that are going to be amazing for them. You know, I talked about this with you last week about football, but I think that you talk about, of course, like I said, there's not going to be as many big road trips. That was kind of a slip up by me because it's only really the Canadian division where there are any big road trips like that, and they aren't even that big. However,
yeah,
there are going to be
left out
spots.
Besides, besides the Canadian teams.
Exactly. That was my bad. But there are going to be letdown spots. You know, I could see a Colorado team coming off a big game and a big, you know, two back-to-back games set against the Blues and the Golden Knights, and they go ahead and play the Coyotes. And to your point, a hungry team, maybe, you know, they played a few games at home. They're waiting for these powerful teams to come to them. I think that's going to be a really big angle, more than ever. You look at the Minnesota Wild. I think they're in the top tier in the entire league. For longest home stretch to start the season. The Montreal Canadiens, I'm a Montreal fan. I'm not usually biased with them, but they had an outstanding offseason, picking up Toffoli, Anderson, now got a great backup goaltender in Jake Allen. Backup goaltenders are going to be bigger than ever, and I understand from a betting perspective you're saying it won't really change the odds too much, but I do think it'll change the factor of looking at a team in those three-game sets or how many games they're playing in so many days and being able to use that backup goaltender. So it's going to be different. It's going to be huge. And you know, I'm a money line better in hockey, but to be honest with you, I make most of my money either, of course, pre-game betting totals or in-game total betting with the NHL. And I think the total market is going to be very interesting from game to game. And I think, Gabe, if you look at the NHL, comparison to the NBA and NFL, it's the biggest sport where you have to be watching the game to be able to know if a team is actually in good form, because you could have a team that lost four straight games, and I could still think, you know what, in those last two games, they played great. They're against top competition. I'm going to bet on them in the future. But I think in the NBA, it's like that team sucked. That team got blown out. That team, you know, you don't really see as much heart in the fourth quarter.
Well,
I could see
luck.
A team losing 4-2. Exactly, but I could see a team losing 4-2 in back-to-back games and still bet on the next game.
Alain Vigneault, Philadelphia Flyers head coach, this division is just sick. Like Boston Bruins, Buffalo Sabres, New Jersey Devils, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Philadelphia Flyers, Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Washington Capitals. Only four teams move on into the playoffs, and then they got to play each other again in the playoffs. That's the way it works this year, guys. So each division, four teams, and they're new divisions. We can rattle them off for you, but there's four new divisions, and it's basically all just sort of centralized. They want to cut down on travel. Like, look, Boston, Buffalo, New Jersey, you got three teams in the New York area, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Washington. Like, they're all basically within an hour flight of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a couple of exceptions in the West where they have to go to a different time zone, but Canada is the one where there's going to be a little bit of travel, but it's not that excessive when you deal with air travel in Canada chartered. So there, you know, the Canadian division is going to be sick as well. And I tell you what, I like the Vancouver Canucks. I think they're going to be good. I got a lot of respect for Travis Green and what he's doing. They've got a lot of good young players. They're going to be a hungry team all the time. I like them. I'm curious to see how the Leafs respond to this. Everyone always hypes the Leafs and the Oilers, and they both always blow. Although Edmonton sucks harder than Toronto. Late night anger management class. We'll get into the NFL with McInnes. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. With
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us.
I mean, it's possible.
Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
You know what? I'm getting fired up, actually, for the start of the National Hockey League season. I can't wait to add a new sport to start that betting on. Just for the record, guys, and I don't know if you know this, McInnes, but I don't know if you've already seen him. This is the first time I've actually checked, to be honest. But I've got numbers. We've got odds for night one. Let me just rattle through them right now. Man, and it's just crazy. Like all these division games and rivalries, and it's going to be nuts. And one of the great thing, guys, about hockey, if you're tuning in right now and you're not the biggest hockey, you know a little bit about hockey, but you bet on sports. You know, we talk about the NBA, it's always a crapshoot. Who's playing? This and that, and this guy's resting and load management. And you see, even in the NFL, it's so tough every week. Who's playing? Who's hurt? NHL, these guys, like, they need to, like, lose a limb not to play, right? Like, they need to lose a limb not to play. And hockey is also a type of sport, guys. Like McInnes said earlier, it's a great point that you can't look at a hockey team and go, oh, man, these guys are 2-6 in their last eight. They're playing terrible. No, they could be playing great. And look, they might have hit 13 goalposts, right, McInnes? They might have hit 13 goalposts.
Exactly.
They lost two times in a shootout. They lost another time when there was a minute left. The puck bounced off the ref one night and went in the net. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing with hockey, guys. It's frustrating, too, at times, because you can bet on a team, guys, and you can dominate. You're like, dear God, we were the better team, and you lose by, like, two goals. You're like, I don't know how we lost 4-2. We were all over them, but, you know what I mean? It sort of happens, but hard work pays off in hockey, and underdog betting is the way to go, guys, because the one thing, all these guys compete so much. My main point here was what hockey is. You bet on these guys, you get an honest effort, and I'll tell you what. When guys are skating around 35 miles an hour and pucks are going 107 miles an hour, it's hard to mail it in. Like, you know what I mean, McInnes? Like, it's hard to mail it in. Like, it's not like you can coast. You can coast in hockey a bit. The coach will bench you. But, like you'll get your face plastered if you're not paying attention. Like hockey players are competitors. So you get, like, a full out, like, boom. You know the team's going to try. All right, there's exceptions through the year.
And you stick out more, too.
Yeah, so...
You stick out more. Like, in basketball, you could be drifting on the three-point line and just walk up the court. In hockey, you're going to be able to tell, hey, this guy's not back-checking. This guy's not playing defense. And in basketball, if it's a blowout, you can easily just, walk back on defense and not give your best effort in the paint.
Defense.
But in hockey, exactly.
Yeah, fake to you. I know you play basketball with kids, sort of just put your hand up casually. You're there, but you're just going through the motions. You're right. And listen, there are soft hockey players, guys, that don't back check enough, and the coaches get mad, etc. But I'm just saying, from a betting purpose, it's a great sport. They bring it hard every night, even in a regular season. So Pittsburgh Penguins and the Philadelphia Flyers, the game is a pick 'em. The total is 6.5. I want to fade Philadelphia early in the season, but I don't know if I love Pittsburgh here. Montreal Canadiens plus 115, total 6.5.
Under in that one, Gabe.
Yeah, what do you think of all these 6.5s? Like, so the I'm looking here at FanDuel right now. So 6.5, 6.5, 6.5. The first three games, then Vancouver, Edmonton, 5.5, 5.5, 5.5. All right, so they're not all 6.5, but what, you think the Montreal Canadiens and the Leafs are worth a look to the under?
I think the Penguins and the Flyers game are worth take a look to the under. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to fall off offensively this year, and they're going to have to learn to be a better defensive team and protecting the puck in their own end. Crosby isn't getting any younger. His support has kind of gone away. Malkin had a horrible playoff, and we know how great Carter Hart is. I think that he could be up here for a Vezina this year, and I think if the team, the Philadelphia Flyers, play well in front of him, he'll be great for an under. Montreal Canadiens, like I said, everyone on Twitter, everyone that follows me knows I'm a Montreal Canadiens fan. But I think there's plenty of value on taking them as a dog to open that season off. You mentioned that you were going to look at an underdog spot with the Buffalo Sabres, and they're going to be one of those teams. Let's look at their roster right now. I mean, Taylor Hall, Jack Eichel, Eric Staal and Jeff Skinner all in a top six. I mean, that just screams offense. That also screams overs. But this is a very, very, very deep team. And if you look at opening night at a Washington Capitals team, we're getting the Sabres at plus 140. That one sticks out to me big time.
In Buffalo.
The Dallas Stars, the Florida. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Buffalo Sabres plus 140 against the Washington Capitals. Total 6.5 in that game. It's going to be interesting to see here, but I'm looking at some underdogs early. There's one favorite, though, that I would look at. Colorado were disappointed in the playoffs. I think they're still a hungry team. They're minus 140 against St. Louis. All right, so I'll tell you what, though, guys, right now. So FanDuel, they've got odds up for night one. And, you know, every team's opening night. They've got Stanley Cup futures up, obviously. Colorado Avalanche, 7-1. Vegas, plus 850. Lightning, plus 950. Leafs, plus 1,200. Bruins, 13-1. Flyers, 15-1. I don't like any of this so far. Pittsburgh, 18-1. St. Louis, 18-1. Wow. Washington, 18-1. Dallas, 20-1. Carolina, 22. Edmonton, 22. The Islanders, 26. Rangers, 26. Canucks, 27. Flames, 31. You know what, McCannis, as you stated, not to sound like the homer, but Montreal Canadiens at 30-1, man. All those teams are not better than the Canadiens, bro, that I just listed. 31-1, that's pretty big odds for that team. Who do you like? Like, as far as these futures, none of these teams jump off the screen at me here, bro.
Yeah, Montreal has incredible depth, and they don't have a big superstar. But they've got more scoring now. They added Anderson, who's a great tough guy, but also can put the puck in the back of the net. They added Tyler Toffoli, a guy we clearly needed, someone to clear goal scorer, and youth, but it's gotten even better, Suzuki and Kokkaniemi. So those guys, they're great. It's great value on that. I would just say, obviously, there's great value on them to win, but the division as well. I mean, there's no way the Leafs should be plus 140 to win their division. I mean, you can go ahead and look at the North Division and give me the Vancouver Canucks, or give me the Montreal Canadiens to win that division. There is no way the Leafs should be plus 140. All they are is a top six. And if they don't perform, I don't know what else is going to happen. They have Joe Thornton, who's almost as old as my grandpa, and he's on the top line with Matthews and Marner. Do you think he'll be able to keep up with those two guys? I don't think so. I like the New York Islanders. Plus, they're at 26-1. They're a great team. They had a great playoff run last year. They're a great defensive team, and they also have youth, a great mix of youth and veteran leadership. That's a pick that I'll give out here, the New York Islanders.
You know, I'm looking at the Stanley Cup futures, and normally there'd be a few teams. I'm like, yeah, they're due to win the cup. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, they're going to be in the mix. So I would say Colorado, but they're the favorites. It's 7-1. I think Colorado are in the mix. Vegas are always in the mix, right? But can they continue that? Tampa, I'm going to write off. The Leafs, I write off at 12-1. Boston, I don't believe in anymore at 13-1.
I'll tell you, fade Boston this year, Gabe.
Yeah. Philadelphia are overhyped. They're good. Philadelphia are good, but they're not winning the cup. As you said, Pittsburgh are going backwards. St. Louis are getting older. Washington are getting older. The Dallas Stars, yes. Dallas Stars at 20-1? What about the Dallas Stars this year? Like, who are some of these teams that, like, if I ask you right now, who's playing in the Stanley Cup? And it's really tough. You got to look, well, I don't know. Look at the divisions, man. It's a weird format. Like, they play in the same division this year, these teams. Then they play two playoff series against each other in the same division. And then each division sends a representative to the Final Four. That's the way that it works. So if I would ask you right now, and I want to get to the football here, but I'm having fun talking pucks. If I would ask you what two teams are playing in the Stanley Cup finals, what are you telling me?
I'd have to look at Colorado just with the way their team is built, Nathan MacKinnon's only getting better and better, but the biggest key for them is they have so many key pieces around him and their defensive core is outstanding. I think the Rangers are going to be a sleeper, but they're not ready to go to the Stanley Cup. I tell you, I like the Islanders. I like the Islanders quite a bit. I cashed some good series tickets with them last playoff in the bubble. They just didn't have the scoring to get them over that bump. I think they will be there. Look, I'll say this team, and I think I might shock quite a few people, but you talk about a team that might be due for some success. the Nashville Predators in that pretty interesting central division with Carolina. Chicago's not going to be good. Columbus is okay. Dallas, I think they drop off a little bit. Florida, they can't handle the puck in their own end. I think Nashville will be a pretty sleeper team that has some great offensive guys that are due to break out. Great goaltender. Let's do for some success. The Nashville Predators are a team I'd look at. And again, the Vancouver Canucks are a team that they got a great goaltending performance in the bubble. And I'm not saying that same thing will happen again this season, but we're going by this division format. And you look at that North division with the way that Toronto are big favorites like that. I don't think that Winnipeg's better than Vancouver. I don't think Ottawa is. Montreal, it's close. Edmonton, overhyped. Calgary, they're too soft. You know, I think Vancouver could be a great team. It's a tough question to ask me, honestly, Gabe, but Colorado, I will say, they deserve to be at the top.
Let me ask you, though, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but even I'm confused right now. I don't know who plays who. Like, what happens in the playoffs? There is no, so does North play West or Central play East? Like, who plays who in the semifinals? Like, there's no East-West anymore.
I think it's North and East and then West and Central.
It is? So the North would play the East in the semifinal? All right.
Yes.
And one thing to note, guys, yes. So this is a thing, too. And listen, I like where you're going with the Vancouver Canucks. I liked them a lot last year, and I think it continues. And the Montreal Canadiens as well. And one of the teams from each division, guys, is guaranteed to make the semifinals. Something to think about for hedge purposes moving forward, right, McInnes? Like, that's the way it works. Like, if they come out of their divisions, so someone's going to represent the division. So one of these Canadian teams is going to make it to the semifinals. And I'm with you. If you ask me between Calgary, Edmonton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, and Winnipeg, I'll say that Vancouver and Montreal have the best chances of making it out of that, McInnes.
And I'll tell you a team that I'll be looking to bet against in that North Division is Winnipeg. They're a mess. Patrick Laine, a player who feels like he's been in the league for almost like 5-6 years. He's been in the league for 4 years because he started in the league when he was 18. But he seems like a great kid, but he's all about the media. He said that, you know, he wanted to get traded, doesn't want to get traded. You got too many guys like Scheifele and Wheeler that are getting a little bit old. And a great goaltender, but they don't have the scoring. And Edmonton, it's the same story with them, Gabe. They don't have the secondary scoring. It's just going to be McDavid and Draisaitl until they find a couple other guys to fill that. And, you know, Kyle Turris isn't the guy for them. Zach Cassian, of course, isn't the guy for them. So when I look at this Montreal Canadiens team, and I've looked at it for the past several weeks, trying hard to not put my homer glasses on. And you know what I'm talking about, being a Raptors fan and Montreal fan. And Dodgers, of course, and Bills now. You don't want to cheer for your team and say to everyone, yeah, bet on the Habs. But when I look at all four lines, I think all four of those lines can score. I think we have a great 1-2 punch with Carey Price and now Jake Allen. I think they have a coach that has won a Stanley Cup in Claude Julien. There's no way to me that the Leafs should be plus 140. I would never advise that. You can get the Habs at plus 450, I believe, to win division.
All right, McKenzie, we've got a couple of minutes on the other side. You're to break. Come up with your best NFL bets. You want to share one? Bring it.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite.
And don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. A shout out to Mike Cardano, our VP of operations on the grid. Poor guy's probably sleeping right now. He's probably like, he doesn't know, but he's got like a weird chill. He's having like a little, he's tossing and turning right now as we speak, but he doesn't know why. He's like, what's going on? I think it was all the hockey talk. I think it was all the hockey. He's like, oh, it's all the, it's like really hockey talk. Hey, listen, we've talked a lot about these football games. And hey, listen, if one thing with hockey is it as popular as the NBA? No. Is it as popular as the NFL? No. But it's as popular as it's ever been in the betting marketplace. And you know, you got to thank the Las Vegas Golden Knights for that, the popularity of the Golden Knights. And more people that weren't hockey fans in past years now are hockey fans. And the NHL is doing just fine. And people that are into the NHL are really into it. And I know our audience is into it. But they're also into the NFL. So what are your best bets this week? Not all of them. You don't have to share them all. It's still early in the week as well. But what game or two catches your eye the most?
Well, I'd love to talk about the Buffalo Bills, but it feels like every single guest that you've had on your show over the past couple of days has loved the Bills just like I do. And they're your team, so I don't want to scare you that everybody's loving them, Gabe, but I think it's a great spot for them. I think I'm worried about Philip Rivers and his arm strength, and I do have to mention in the cold, I feel like that's a factor I've been reading more and more about and I do really believe in. And, you know, it's been great having this weekly spot with you because I can talk about what we mentioned last week. And one thing that you and I mentioned together was the Buffalo Bills not taking their foot off the gas pedal. And that's exactly what they really did. I know it's kind of a cliche and something a lot of people have probably mentioned to you, but at that 6.5 or at that 7, I'm more than comfortable with it. And you look at it, that 38-9 victory over the Patriots they had the week before that, you know, they wanted to have a better performance against a more better competition. Take a look at the Baltimore Ravens. Look at the competition they've had. Look at the strength of schedule. I don't like the Ravens. Right. I like the Tennessee Titans to get it done.
They're dialing it up, McKinnis.
Strength of schedule is one thing.
Come on.
Admit it.
You do your own play-by-play in your head when you play horse.
Don't you? You do you, bro.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.